Welcome to Puentes, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Literacy Coordinator in Adult Basic Education at Doña Ana Community College, Susan Yasenka. She recruits, trains, and places volunteer tutors for GED and ESL, English as a Second Language students. Literacy Volunteers of Doña Ana County is a nonprofit agency that provides free English tutoring for adults. It's a part of a national organization, Pro-Literacy, and has been serving adult basic education students for 30 years in Doña Ana County. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for having me, Emily.
You're welcome. Well, tell me a little bit about yourself. How long have you been with Doña Ana Community College? What's your background? Where did you come from? And your education?
I've been with Doña Ana Community College about 2 years now, and I started out with the Literacy Volunteers of Doña Ana County, which is a nonprofit organization inside of adult basic education, as the education facilitator. And now I am the interim coordinator, and I have a background in business. I also have tutored GED for 22 years.
Where did you study?
I studied at the University of Pittsburgh for my undergraduate, and currently I'm working on my master's in education at NMSU.
So how long have you been in Las Cruces?
I've been in Las Cruces since 2009.
And what brought you to Las Cruces?
My husband moved here because of his health. The weather here is fantastic for people that have problems with their health.
So you were in Pennsylvania then?
Yes.
Prior to that?
I'm from Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm.
Is there a big difference between New Mexico and Pennsylvania?
There's a huge difference. Culturally, also the weather is very different. There, everything is green. You can't see the horizon for the trees. And here, it's a beautiful sunset, and you can see the whole thing. I love it here. I love the people here, too.
Your passion for working and volunteering with people, where did that come from?
I have always enjoyed helping people. I'm not sure why, but that's my passion, and I'm able to do it very well with the Literacy Volunteers of Doña Ana County.
Tell me, what are literacy volunteers? Describe what a literacy volunteer does.
A literacy volunteer tutors our GED and English as a Second Language students, and usually they tutor in our center. We provide them with the training. We provide them with support, and we provide them with resources. And they are fantastic because they help. Last fiscal year, about 390 students, and we had about 140 tutors in the last fiscal year volunteering.
And that's throughout Doña Ana County?
It is, but mainly it's at the branch where I work, which is in adult basic education. It's at the main campus off of Espina, and it's right below the library in the Learning Resources Building.
Tell me a little bit about the Quintana Learning Center.
Yes, the Quintana Learning Center is a center that is for adult basic education students. It was mainly founded to help the Hispanic community so that they could learn English and function well in this society and also get their GED. And it's fantastic to see people get helped and change their lives being able to get their GED and function.
What age groups come into the Learning Center?
We are an adult basic education center, so we accept students that are 16 and older. Usually we have students in their late 20s, early 30s, but it ranges from 16 all the way up to 80s.
Well, being that we're so close to the border, the majority then of your learners then are Spanish speakers?
Yes, they are. I would say about 90%. And that is what we were established to do, help the Hispanic community.
So the volunteers you're looking for, you need are bilingual?
That does help. However, you do not need to speak anything but English in order to help, because we teach you how to teach these adults, even if you only know English.
Give me an example. How would you teach me how to teach an adult?
Okay. Well, let's say you know hello and goodbye in English, and that's it. What I would do is start with pictures, and I would point them out and start with vocabulary. And let's say we are going to have something in front of us that we could touch, like a teapot and cup, and we could talk about having tea, and we would repeat sentences, and we would use the vocabulary in those sentences by mimicking pouring the tea and having tea and putting sugar in it or cream. And just simple things like this are the way that you teach vocabulary and you engage your student.
Do you have to go out and recruit students as well?
We have plenty of students. I need more volunteers, but I do recruit students as well. We will go to different fairs and have a table, and we will also recruit in many different ways. We sent out public service announcements for our trainings. We do try very hard to get both tutors and students because a lot of students don't know that we exist.
So there's a real need for tutors in the community then?
Yes, there is. Especially, we're trying to get more tutors down in our southern campuses for DACC that are adult basic education centers as well. And that would be in Gadsden, Sunland Park, and Chaparral.
So do you get a lot of students from that area?
We do, especially English as a second language students. And really, anyone who has a command of the English language, just speaking and listening can help us because they can do the simple training to get them familiar with English just by conversation and listening. I know a lot of people are afraid that they can't teach, but it's really fun to teach someone who is a second language learner.
So you're involved not just in Doña Ana County, but in Hatch as well. And how have you gotten involved in that community?
In Hatch, we have tutors tutoring ESL, and they are fantastic because they tutor many students. They're two incredible ladies. And I would like to thank them personally. These two tutors are Terry and Iola. Thank you, ladies. They also worked on a float with Olga Hernandez, who worked up in the Hatch DACC Center. They and their students got together, created a float, got the funding for it, and they won first place in the Hatch Chili Festival parade last year. It was wonderful.
So there's a lot a volunteer can get involved in besides being a tutor.
Yes, there is. And we also have volunteers help to raise funds for us because we are a nonprofit organization. They will go out and ask businesses for help. And we also accept donations on our website at readrightnow.org. There are many ways that a tutor can get involved. They don't just have to volunteer as a tutor. They can volunteer in the office or in the workings of our nonprofit program.
So how many employees do you have in the office?
I run the program right now by myself, and I do get volunteers to help me in the office because I do not have a secretary. They'll help me with files and phone calls and all kinds of things that I can't just do by myself because I don't have enough time. And we also have service learning students from NMSU working on their undergrad or graduate program who will volunteer with us as well, either in the office or tutoring.
So if NMSU students are interested in service learning, they can come out and help you as well.
Yes, they can.
And again, you're located at the Quintana Learning Center at Doña Ana Community College main campus on Espina Street, right?
That's correct.
And that's the Learning Resources Building below the library. If you're interested in becoming a volunteer, what number do you call?
Our number is area code 575-527-7544, and you'd call me, Susan Yasenka.
Or you can also visit the website to find out more information. And what is your website?
Yes, our website is www.readrightnow.org. I'll spell that for you. It's readwritenow.org.
How often are the tutor training sessions?
We offer training sessions for the tutors about four times a year. And our next one should be in February.
And for the volunteer tutor training sessions, those are, how many sessions does the volunteer have to take?
In order to become a certified volunteer through ProLiteracy, our accrediting agency, you will first attend one training that is from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Then you will tutor for a minimum of 20 hours, and that would be over a span of about 3 months. And then you'll attend a second training from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's kind of a roundtable meeting where we talk about tutoring. And then you get a certificate, which is a national certificate.
So then you could go volunteer tutor anywhere in the nation.
Yes, you could.
Or in the world as an ESL instructor.
Yes, you could. You can always look on our website, readrightnow.org, and you'll find my email there. Or you can call me at the number I mentioned, 527-7544, and I can put you on my list for the training.
And what about how often are the classes for the students?
We usually tutor a student twice a week minimum for an hour each session minimum. Most of them go for an hour and a half. We have one-to-one training, and we also have small group training. A small group consists of about 6 to 8 students, and one-to-one tutors help, of course, that student one-to-one.
And how long does the training take?
Okay, we offer these tutor trainings throughout the year. So it depends on the tutor and the student. Generally, we run like the school. You know, we're open until, I think, December 19th this year, and then come back January 6th. And so during the summer, we're open as well. And the tutors and students can meet in the center and tutor during those times when we're open. And it continues throughout the whole year.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of the information, but let's talk about some student success stories and how it's touched your life.
That is the best part of this job. I love helping students. And when I see them assigned a tutor that gets them really learning and excited about learning, it's fantastic. I've had students who have come in to learn English. Say they're from Mexico, and they learned English and then went on to get their GED. And then, after that, they end up in college. And it is so rewarding to see that happen. We also have students who are here from another country. Let's say their spouse is a student at NMSU. And they can't really function. They have their family and they need to go grocery shopping or take them to the museum or mail a letter. And they don't have a command of the English language. But they can be given that just by having someone talk to them and teach them as we train them to do.
What other countries would that be?
We have people from China, Iraq, we have people from Yemen, we have people from Korea, we have people from Persia, all over the world. And of course, our biggest population is from Mexico.
So that really has touched your heart. And a lot of the literacy volunteers, how do they feel about this?
Well, most of them will tell you this. They are more rewarded by helping these students than the students benefit from it. Because it really is wonderful to see someone change another human being's life.
Give me another student story, something that really touched your heart.
We had one student in particular who had recently developed kind of a depression from her grandfather's loss, or the loss of her grandfather. And we helped her by setting her up with a counselor. And she came for tutoring so that she could pass her GED. She had dropped out of high school because of this. And she turned around. She was a good student. She always came for her tutors. And she ended up passing the GED with honors. And she's now in school, in college. And another student, let's say a foreign student from Africa, came over and had a translator sitting in front of me at my desk asking me questions about tutoring. Within 6 months, this young man, who worked very hard ended up being fluent enough in English to get a job as a customer service representative at Walmart, and he's now in his master's program at NMSU.
And what is he studying?
He's studying computer science.
That's awesome. So there is a need, and how do you see that it makes a difference in the community?
It's a big need, because we do have a lot of people who, in ESL, just can't function correctly in society. They really need to learn English well enough to help their family, their children, and to feel confident so that they can flourish and get a good job. A lot of people don't even want their GED. They just want to be able to speak English well enough to work at the grocery store. So it's a very, very vital need, and we really need volunteers to help us.
And so again, if you're interested in becoming a volunteer tutor, call 527-7544, call Susan Yasenka, and visit the website at readrightnow.org. I really appreciate you coming out and talking to us on Puentes. You are a bridge to the community, making a difference. Is there something else you'd like to add?
I would just like to say to everyone, if you want to help change another human being's life, give me a call, please, at 527-7544. I would also like to thank our over 100 volunteer tutors for the Literacy Volunteers of Doñana County. Thank you for helping the people in this community that truly need your help. And thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. And thank you again, Literacy Coordinator Susan Yasenka at Doñana Community College for Adult Basic Education. Thank you.
Thank you.
For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.